It's 5:45 on Wednesday, February 20th. We are pretty happy. We're actually really happy that you've decided to start your morning here with us in the morning reboot right here on Q105. If you want to be a part of the show today, we welcome that. 419-240-1055. You can both call and text that number. Once more, 419-240-1055. You'll have to text the show later on. Actually, not the show. Another number that will give you a couple of minutes before 9 o'clock to play. The $1,000 payoff will give you a national keyword. You'll text that word to this number, 95819, and hopefully you can win that money here on Q105. But again, our number, 419-240-1055. We are brought to you by Mike Buck's State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig today on the show. Relationship stuff to get to. Like what you've improved at shortly after 7 o'clock, where you have been banned from, which kind of goes back to what we talked about on Monday. Anna Tony from Leadership Toledo will be by to preview Restaurant Week. It's a big weekend because that's all over, but also the Fire and Ice Festival happens this weekend downtown around Promenade Park. Be careful driving this morning. We'll have a couple of hours of wintry weather, about an inch or so of this mix, and then it'll all clear out of here. So be careful this morning. Are there any levels?
No, not as of now.
Here's the level. Be careful.
Right. Don't drive like a maniac.
It's the be careful level. So a busy show today. You can get the podcast after the show, shortly after 10 o'clock. Make sure you get subscribed. If you need the link, text Eric, E-R-I-C, to 419-240-1055. A busy show today. We're very glad you're here. 5:47. Good morning. It's Eric Chasen, the one and only Floyd.
Hi, I'm here. You're here too. Yes.
We are here. We must now do a show together.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We've not mentioned this yet. So
it's a highlight of many people's mornings, including mine. I threw you off. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm just processing it.
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned this yet, but on Monday we got invited and we're gonna head out to Axe 419.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can offer the opportunity to axe your ex. obviously, there will be there's like a dartboard like thing that you throw the axes at.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an ex and you'd like to maybe pass that person's picture along,
I can't do that. Can we blur it out?
No. Why would you want to do
that? We'll just here's what I'll do. I'm not gonna put them out there like that.
Why not?
That's mean.
Did they do something that scorned you?
At the time, yeah, but I got over it. I grew. What if I put their name in an envelope and I put the envelope on there?
Fine.
All right. We'll do it that way.
Or, you know, I'm good at changing names. We can do that.
Okay. We could do that.
If you have a name or a picture you'd like to send to us.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun, too.
There are easy channels to get things to Floyd and or I.
We will be your hitmen.
Right. Assuming we have decent enough aim. and there's a lot of big stories today to get to, so hopefully you can spend as much time as you can with the show. And we'll save the entertainment for an hour from now, but we could put a Tristan Thompson picture up there for Khloe Kardashian. Did you see that news?
Oh, I did. Oh, that's so dirty.
I am just completely stunned, and I'm taken aback.
Well, I'm also becoming one of those people, like, when I read these stories about celebrities, I don't read the article. I go right to the comments, and they're so gold. They're golden.
I don't even read the stories. Well, I mean, I read the stories so that I can be as knowledgeable as I can be, but
who's the girl? It's Kylie Jenner's best friend or one of her sister's best friends?
She is like a modern-day Kim Kardashian because she, I think, I went to her Instagram, has like 8 million followers.
Oh.
And I know that people believe that Kim Kardashian's fame came from the Ray J video.
Yeah.
But I'd like to think that her fame was born out of Paris Hilton's being Paris Hilton's best friend.
Yeah, she was personal assistant to a lot of people.
Yeah.
She was Paris Hilton, Brandy, that's how she met Ray J. And there's a few more other people that, like, she was their shadow.
So there was fame lurking before the video likely doesn't happen if not for the other stuff.
Right.
So I guess this girl is like a a modern day version of that. But what, so the point is, we can put a bad X's picture on the axe target board for you, and we'll excuse me, I can't clear my throat, and we'll do our best to make sure we hit him between the eyes or her between the eyes, and if we can't, we'll walk and smash the axe.
And I'll
into
totally
it.
Put it on her Twitter. She would love it.
Let's do it.
Like, we got your back, Chloe.
So get us pictures and or names. We'll be at Axe 419 Monday. They're not open. They're only open during the weekends. And so far as I know, they're all booked up and out. And Brandy and I, she's one of the owners, was texting me a couple of weeks ago that they're super packed for like parties and weekend gatherings. So we'll be out there when they're closed just to kind of take some video and throw axes at
I'm going to dress like a superhero.
I know. What superhero will you be?
I don't know. I'm just going to buy a cape from somewhere. Come up with a catchy name.
You don't already have any capes that you could use?
I don't have a cape.
You need a cape.
I had a... Nah, that's too nerdy. I won't even go there. I'll stop myself before someone's like, really, Floyd?
Next Monday, so we're going to do that at lunchtime, and then... The next day, I get to do my ride along with TPD.
I'm so excited for you.
Boy.
I'm so excited what for you.
From throwing axes to riding along with police officers.
This is like the settings of like the greatest reality show that Toledo's ever had. If not the only.
I'm not that adventurous. Like
That's what's going to make it good. Watch you go on a ride along and something happens. Nothing like dramatic, but something's going to happen.
What are you hoping for?
I hope you're in a high-speed chase.
Yeah.
Where no one gets hurt or injured, that's on the bad guy's side and the good guy's side. But, like, just something where you're just like, dude, I wasn't ready. And I was like, but I was ready. What do you want to happen?
I don't know.
Like, what are you expecting out of this? You want something to happen. You just don't want to sit there.
Right. I hope it's not like somebody runs a red light or blows a stop sign. Like, I want something interesting to happen.
Oh, my God. I hope you get baby mama drama. Or baby daddy.
Okay.
That would be amazing.
When I've spoken to Officer Taylor Dungeon before, I asked her, because the we see the big stories. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are headlines. I was like, what do you do all day? And she's like, a lot of like helping citizens. And, you know, I guess more than, and don't quote me on this, I guess there are a lot of domestic issues. Yeah. I don't want that.
I mean, not on the verge of like someone getting hurt, but like
I don't want baby mama drama.
Like Carl came home and caught Amy in the bed with Stephanie.
No, I don't want
but
that.
But Stephanie's like, but you hang out with Keith all the time, and Ralph's like, we're just friends. Like I want you to be like,
don't want it.
I do. I want that good old cops episode
because I will be aggravated.
I can't wait.
I want other stuff. I want like.
I have this famed issue in your head of what's going
to
happen.
Give me some time to think it, but I don't want that. I don't want that.
You know why I want it? Because A, you don't want it, right. And B, it will make you physically uncomfortable. Right.
They probably don't want it, because do you want me reading life lessons and relationship and interpersonal advice to some, like... three IQ people.
No, I have this. So, like, if a ride along, like, if someone gets arrested, heaven forbid, do they put them in the back seat with you? And you're like, hey, I'm Eric. I'm like, I'm Ralph. You know what I mean? Yes, let this happen. All powers that be, I'm praying to you.
And I go to shake their hand, and Ralph's like, cuffs.
Yeah. And, like, Amy or Crystal's run up to the window, like, you know him too, Ralph. Oh, I'm so ready. I'm so ready.
I do wonder how much video we can get from it. So I'll do the best that I can.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're still working, but like I think your first account eyewitness story would be amazing, and I need it to happen. I'm gonna pray on it. I sure am.
Go to your black gospel church over the weekend and have them sing to it, right?
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
I tried something last night. By the way, it's the morning reboot on Q105. Bella Kaliz, Alakazam, you should dig up that tweet, because that's kind of where we got our next segment from. Shortly after 6 o'clock, we'll do a mystery segment after 8 today. Restaurant Week preview shortly after 8:30. Make sure you catch up with the podcast and be careful driving this morning. I tried something yesterday. I've hesitated to in too much impatience to reach out to my doctor, Dr. Sean, but I think. I'm hopeful the source of my stomach nonsense is lactose.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Because
I mean, like, because that's, you could avoid that, and there's actually good alternatives for that. You know what I mean? Like, if you are a dairy type person.
Yesterday, I tried. I was at Fresh Time, and I got the fake cheese stuff, the vegan stuff, the non. It was like $4.50 for a bag.
Does it taste like cheese?
It has a, like, it tastes like mold looks, and it was okay. I know.
I know. Wasn't ready.
Like soft and marshmallowy.
Okay.
It wasn't bad, and I don't. So here's the equation that I think always disrupted me.
Okay.
Alcohol to excess, but I wasn't driving or anything like that. Alcohol to excess, and then you know you get like you're hungry when you drink, right? Do you get that?
Oh, yeah. You get that feeling,
and it's not like, you know what, I think I'm gonna have a salad or an apple.
Oh no, you want something greasy and like if I feel like when you're at that moment, that's when a vegetarian's kind of like, I want a burger. You know what I mean? I know they won't go there, but like that's the hungry feeling I get.
Usually
something so, I never have,
and I would think it would wind up being like pizza or like nachos, like so cheese or something with cheese. And I know that like lactose sensitivities and intolerance is a pretty common thing, and I'm disappointed to some degree that nobody pointed it out earlier of who I've spoken to with this. Mm-hmm. So I think with the excess alcohol, the general greasy food or whatever, but the cheese, mm-hmm. and then the next morning waking up with a rumbly stomach and getting coffee, I think that was the equation that did me in. So the last couple of nights, for the last handful of days since I've suspected this, I've been experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
And last night I had some scotch, and then I tried my cheese, and I feel okay this morning. And I went back and I thought to other times I've eaten cheese, and I'm like, you know, when I have my protein shakes, which is, you know, protein that I get from Vitamin mm-hmm. Shop, whatever it is, peanut butter, ice cubes, usually a banana, or it's usually bananas.
Yeah.
And then I take a scoop of some kind of like Icelandic yogurt, some type of Greek yogurt.
Okay.
And there would be times my stomach would rumble, and I'm wondering if it's not that yogurt as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think. What was the dairy of that combination? Huh.
And then when I was...
Now, is this a discovery you came up on your own?
Yeah.
You could have saved all that time.
I know.
I'm thinking for you. You feel good today? Or...
I feel fine.
Keep doing your own experiments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play with it. Maybe, like, go, like... Is this your first day of feeling like, okay? Because you just got the cheese yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Maybe go today, tomorrow, and try to introduce yogurt and see if it acts up again. That way it's on the weekend in case it takes you out.
But it's more like when it's all in excess, when it's like a big pile of stuff, like when it's everything.
But I'm saying,
I think it's cumulative too.
But I'm just saying like you just taking it out, maybe... try it on Friday like a little bit and see if that with you like not doing mm-hmm. it for a while to see if that little bit is like you that little drop hits your stomach, it's like
yeah.
and you're like, oh man, that's what it is.
Yeah, because the it's like having the protein shakes when my stomach would rumble afterwards, I would think maybe the banana wasn't good,
right?
No, I never thought about the yogurt.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
because when you think of lactose you automatically go to like milk, ice cream,
yeah,
cream on in coffee and stuff,
which I don't use.
You always forget about that other stuff that dairy's actually in.
We don't have much time left here, so we can. We'll start with the next segment because I spoke to a friend of mine last night about my taxes, and I actually spoke to my dad too.
Mm.
We have some doubts.
Oh no,
I haven't got my refund yet, but it involves you.
Me?
Yeah.
What? What now?
Hang on. Bella Kaziz Alakazam!
Ah, I'm floating!
The real names of your favorite artists here that we play on
Q105. This list
Q105.
Is amazing, by the way.
Maybe we'll reveal my real name. Pancreas Destroyer, did you see that?
Wait, yes, you tagged me in it.
Yeah. Enjoy that on Facebook. 6 o'clock with the morning reboot on Q105. Good morning, it's 6:13 on Q105, the morning reboot. Be careful in your travels this morning. This messy stuff will be around until mid-morning or so, and then rain all day?
Mm-hmm.
Should be fun. It's been
yep.
It's been a grating winter of gray and dreary, not an abundance of snow, not terribly cold except for that one shot we took a couple of weeks ago, but it's just been a lot of winter.
But that Saturday forecast, though.
What's Saturday?
I believe I heard, because I didn't watch it, 52 degrees.
Really?
Yeah. I heard it in the distance out in the bathroom.
48 rain, but I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it. This is the Morning Reboot. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. Bella Kazeer, Alakazam.
I found the tweet, too. I totally forgot I saved it.
In just a second. You're not sure if you have health insurance, right?
Yes, but I called someone, and they're going to give me a call back. So I took the first steps.
Who'd you call?
I called the healthcare.org people, and they said that my application showed up incomplete, but I could also have insurance from the year before, so she's going to call me back. I called her on Monday. It is now Wednesday.
Healthcare.gov?
Yeah, is that what they said?
They should have been closed on Monday.
No. Then I called Friday.
Okay.
I called Friday, yeah, because I called during work, and I got in trouble for being on the phone.
Then maybe you can see why. So I said to a friend of mine, my dad thinks that because of the government shutdown, that's what slowed my tax refund, why it's just sitting there, because it's been like 2 weeks. And then I mentioned to a friend of mine, and we were talking about that. Mm-hmm. And then you're not knowing if you have insurance.
She's like, yes.
And she listens to the show. She's like, don't listen to Floyd. Floyd doesn't know if he has insurance. He probably didn't get his refund yet either.
I sure did.
Did so, you?
Little did you know. Yes, I did. So if you're listening.
You're 1,000% certain you've gotten it.
Pretty sure.
So not 1,000%.
No, I am 125,018.7% sure I got my refund.
Okay.
Thank you, TurboTax.
That's crazy that you got yours, but I didn't get mine yet.
Yeah, so you don't know my life.
I don't.
No, I'm talking to your friend.
Oh,
well, I'm so personally offended.
You might not know your life.
I know my life pretty well. May 28th, 1983, bruh.
Last week, one of our most liked tweets was, which one?
It is, I just learned today that Cardi B's real name is Bella Khalees Alamazar. I said that blank out loud, and my furniture started floating.
It is like something you'd hear in Aladdin.
It's true. That's her name.
So we know that most 50 Cent, Ja Rule, most people don't use their legal names.
Yeah. I was like, do you know Ja Rule's
their
real name?
Jeffrey Atkins.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I didn't look him up.
Yeah. It's just the first one that popped ahead because I heard something yesterday. I heard a Ja Rule song. Most celebrities don't use their government names.
And you will understand why very shortly.
Mine's not Eric Chase, but whatever. So you want to see if I know their real names?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we get to it, the one I'm not going to say the last name because it's the same name as their stage name.
Okay.
Their last name is the same, but their first name threw me for a loop. So
Lady Gaga.
I know her full name anyway. Do you know her full name?
Stephanie Germanotta.
Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta. She's Italian. She's really Italian. She got 18 names.
She's also single again. That'll be an entertainment.
It's okay.
It's not that.
I have a theory.
It's her. She's got Taylor Swift disease.
No. I believe there was one person in the room, and that one person believed in her. I'll tell you, I think there's something up between those two.
We'll save it for entertainment. Lots of breakups.
All right.
What do we got?
Here we go. The first one we're going to do, everyone should know this, but I figured not a lot of people do. Alicia Beth Moore.
That's Pink.
Yes.
How she got pink from that?
We have no idea.
Like she did it. I can assure you that in the beginning of her career, you probably know this, with most girls in There You Go, her hair was bright pink.
And that's why she got the name Pink.
It was that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the hair came first or the name.
I don't know, but I'm sure she walked into the thing and they're like, mm-mm, that's not going to work.
Right.
Miss Alicia Beth. All right. Some of these names I'm going to botch and I apologize, but I'm sounding them out. Here we go. Shia Ben Abram Joseph.
I don't know.
That's 21 Savage.
Oh, we should have known that.
Right.
Because he was just in the news.
Mm-hmm. Let's do, this one will make you laugh. Miles Parks McCohen.
I don't know.
That's little Yachty. Are you ready for the one that made me giggle the most?
His name didn't?
Nope. I mean, here we go. Amethyst Amelia Kelly.
I don't know.
Amethyst Amelia Kelly. That is none other than Iggy Azalea.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Give it to me again.
Amethyst Amelia Kelly.
Oh, I want to go to Wikipedia about that.
Yeah. Oh, some of these I did checks, and I got most of this from Billboard.com. Are you ready for this one? Here's the one I'm going to botch. Ella Maraha Lani Yelich O'Connor.
Ella May?
Nope. That's Lord.
What?
Yeah.
Where is she from?
She is from not England or Ireland, next to them. One of those.
Scotland?
Yeah.
From Wales?
One of those places.
Did you ever read the rumor a couple of years ago? And I only think it was like maybe one place. Where people thought she was actually like 70 years old, like she was her own grandmother.
She
it was very bizarre.
Stop.
And the story alone, it clearly wasn't true, I don't think. But it was an enjoyable conspiracy theory.
Funny.
That she was like alive during World War II. And
poor Lord.
I forgot.
She's real young, too.
Like early 20s?
Like she just hit, I think she probably just hit like 21.
Remember, Royals now is 7 years old, mm-hmm. 6 years old.
And that came out when she was like 16 or 17.
Was she that young?
Yeah, she was
early
young.
20s. I forgot that I know the. I'm more familiar with legal names of yesterday's art, like Curtis Jackson.
Yeah, those were all on my list. I said, no, let's throw him for
that's 50 Cent.
Yeah.
What are some other old head? Marshall Mathers.
Eminem. Did you know that Snoop Dogg is Calvin Brodus, but his real first name isn't Calvin? It's C-O-R-D-U-S. Cordis. Cordis Calvin? Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, oh, okay. He was on the list, and I was like, we don't need
so
that.
So his legal name isn't even his real name.
Calvin's his middle name. Yeah.
I've said this before. By the way, gas prices could be going up here. And no more death penalty. That's good. And some local things opening up to give you a heads up on in just the news you need to know in a couple of minutes. So I've said this before on the air, and I don't withhold it. My real name is spelled A-R-I-C, but people here in the Midwest can't pronounce that.
They would call Arc.
Yeah. And maybe different tongues from different parts of the country.
Arlac.
No.
I don't know.
But I should call my dad. My dad and my brother are the only two people who say it right. Eric. Can you say that?
Eric.
But
say it again.
All right, hold on. Say legal name, Eric.
Arik.
Eric.
Eric.
Better. Now say Eric.
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 Arik.
No.
Eric.
See?
Arik.
Go back to Amma Matthias or whatever the hell it was. Gas prices going up. Some things to tip you on about things opening up. And a local celebrity comes home in May.
Q105. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
A lot of two-hour delays everywhere. Bedford's closed, though. Upper Sandusky, I believe, is closed as well. There you go. I can't remember us having to deal with this wintry weather as it was happening during the show. Schools were either ahead of it because the weather was overnight or very early morning. I can't remember any, like, what would this be? It's late to mid-morning for us. Yeah. It's early morning
for everyone. Yeah.
So, drive carefully.
Yes.
You're not going to listen to me.
They might. You never know. I mean, we're also one of those people that process stuff like...
With common sense.
Humans should process stuff like, hey, it's snowing. It's cold on the ground. Snow hitting the ground turns to water. Water turns to what? Ice. Yeah. But, you know, just take your time. You'll get there. Wherever you have to go is not going anywhere. Just take your time.
Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
Most known for Dawson's Creek. And her marriage to Tom Cruise. She will be delivering the UT undergraduate keynote speech May 4th on the Glass Bowl, or in the Glass Bowl, coming up later on this spring. She'll also receive an honorary degree of Humane Letters. She's a Toledo native, obviously, I think, and a 1997 graduate of Notre Dame. Where's my news at? There you go. So she'll be back. We'll give you more in entertainment. Gas prices could go up a little bit more if Governor Mike DeWine gets his way and ends up increasing the gas tax to fix our roads and bridges. ODOT said they're currently facing a $1 billion deficit. A penny increase would bring in $67 million in revenue, meaning it could take a 22 to 24 cent increase on top of the existing 28 cents to get them where they say they need to be. According to the American Petroleum Institute, Ohio's combined tax of state, federal, and local is about 46.5 cents a gallon. Michigan's at 57. Indiana's at 61. So the increase would put us, Ohio, from one of the lowest in the Great Lakes states to among the higher. Governor DeWine plans on breaking down his first two-year transportation budget on Thursday. I don't think anybody can say that the roads don't need to be fixed.
Right.
And as I like to say, if you live here, you pay for them.
Right.
Also, Mike DeWine was asked about executions in the state and said there will be none until a new method of carrying them out can be developed and deemed constitutional by the courts. As long as the status quo remains, where we don't have a protocol that's been found to be okay, we certainly cannot have any executions in Ohio. Pressed whether he personally supports the death penalty, he paused, seeming to choose his words carefully, then said he was a sponsor of Ohio's current capital punishment law, which took effect in 1981. Our method is to inject the condemned with a combination of three drugs, midazolam as a sedative, a paralytic drug, and a potassium chloride to stop their heart. Death penalty opponents have challenged similar methods in other states, saying they are unconstitutional because they are cruel and unusual punishment. Well, I would think killing someone is cruel and unusual, depending on, well, never mind.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, don't go there.
They will hold off for now until another way is found. Let's incinerate them.
Like burn them?
With magic.
Oh. Bella Kalis Alakazar.
Exactly. Then you just disappear. You go into an alternate universe.
And then just end it with, ow.
Yeah. If you've been driving down the trail lately, you don't see much in a certain area. But according to the Maumee mayor, Richard Carr, we have a 68-acre business development going in called Side Cut Crossings. It's off the trail between Monclova and Ford. The first part of the project will be a Toledo Clinic Cancer Center. There are also plans for a hotel, restaurant, offices, and senior and assisted living. Once the construction is complete, its effects will be felt throughout the community. Most notably, the Maumee schools, because the development is happening 100% within the city limits. The school stands to bring in some pretty significant tax revenue. It could be estimated upwards of nearly $1.5 million for the schools, according to the mayor. A portion of that money will also be used to update playgrounds, the high school performing arts center, and athletic facilities. Carr calls it a win-win and says he's anxious to break ground on one of the city's largest projects in decades. So that's Side Cut Crossings off the trail between Monclova and Ford. Holy Toledo, which has long been one of the more popular food trucks in the area that maybe you've seen all over town, but maybe most notably at the farmer's market in Toledo throughout the spring and summer, they're finally moving into or adding a standalone storefront. The ribbon cutting happens today around 10 o'clock at their new location, 3812 Alexis, between Secor and Talmadge. They're teaming up with a pair of other local businesses. Iron Bean Coffee Roasters will provide some coffee, and Neuven, I believe I'm pronouncing this correctly, Neuven Creamery will serve milk. So the store is kind of small. It's only like 500 square feet. And because of the size, the new Holy Toledo is takeout only, and they won't be taking any pre-orders during their grand opening week. Company says it'll announce that when it will take those early orders once it's ready to do so, so you can keep an eye on their Facebook page.
Nice.
Holy Toledo. Very eye-catching food truck.
Mm-hmm.
You like their stuff?
I love the art. Yeah, they have like good specialty donuts, too. So.
They do. They do indeed. They are good friends of the community. The Fire and Ice Festival comes to town this week, in addition to Restaurant Week beginning as the days move on as well. Fire and Ice runs 5 to 7 tomorrow, 5 to 9 Friday, noon to 9 Saturday, in Promenade Park, 400 Water Street, with lots of entertainment. You can interact with wandering princesses and performers. You can try the mobile escape room or cruise across the park on a zip line, food trucks and hot chocolate, and a s'more station. Representing the ice side of the Fire and Ice Festival are ice carving demonstrations, ice carved games, think tic-tac-toe and beanbag toss, as well as the ice skating at 1C Skate. carving demonstrations are set for 5 o'clock Thursday and at 2 o'clock Saturday. Twisted Iron brings the fire portion of it, as does Fire Nation with a glass-blowing demonstration and a mobile gallery between 1 and 5 on Saturday. Detroit-based performers will also bring fire to the festival to perform for audiences with Don't Try This at Home tricks. The Arts Commission and ProMedica will also notably dedicate Natalie Lanise's, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, Natalie Lanise's Dazzle Colonnade, a brightly painted and patterned work in the Depot parking garage in Promenade Park, and that unveiling will happen 7 o'clock on Friday night. And that's most of the rundown that you need to know.
That'd
for the
be
Fire,
awesome.
Fire and Ice Festival this weekend in Promenade Park. 6:40, we'll get to more with Katie Holmes and some big breakups coming before 7 o'clock here on the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Q105 traffic.
6:53, good morning. The Morning Reboot on Q105. You hit up our Q105 Facebook page. You can check out the delays, mostly with just a smattering of closings, thanks to our friends at 13ABC. Be careful this morning. We've got no snow level, no level 1, no level 2, no level 3. So, Foley, what are we going to use this morning?
What?
Common sense.
Common sense.
Common sense.
Yeah, well, that should be common.
There are some pictures floating around of her and her daughter, Suri, but I haven't come across much of them. Katie Holmes is coming home to do the UT keynote for graduates on May 4th at the Glass Bowl, according to a university spokesperson. She'll also get an honorary degree of humane letters. Remember, she's from here and a 97 graduate of Notre Dame Academy. Oh, that means she's 40 this year as well.
Yeah.
Happy 40th, Katie. How many times as her daughter gets older and as the movie grows, especially maybe based on this weekend, do I go, Suri?
What movie?
Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, that was, okay. You gotta set this up for me.
Sorry.
I was like, huh?
I am going to confuse their names a lot. So
well,
she's coming. She's coming home to be the commencement speaker on May 4th. What do you think she'll talk about? How she escaped Tom Cruise?
No, I don't think she's allowed to. Isn't there like a Scientology gag order or something?
You're there. Maybe she'll inject a little humor, but you're there to offer life lessons for people who are about to go out and...
to the world and...
be minimum wage workers.
Right.
And endure a serious amount of debt.
She's probably like, I married Tom Cruise.
Right.
Now I'm dating Jamie Foxx allegedly. So
yeah.
My life has been very hard.
I am looking forward to seeing what she has.
It'll be good for them though. Like, have we ever had like a big like quote unquote speaker at our university that I know of that's getting this much buzz?
I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
That's good. I'm excited for them and congratulations to the graduates. So yeah.
Enjoy your debt.
Yes. True story.
It looks like Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson have split up, finally, after he was allegedly caught getting cozy with Kylie Jenner's best friend. What's her name?
Jordan Woods, right? Yeah.
TMZ claimed that Tristan and Kylie's BFF, Jordan Woods, were all over each other at a house party in L.A. on the 17th, and they were apparently making out. According to TMZ, there's little chance of reconciliation. She's had enough, according to a source. She's completely devastated. They aren't speaking. Tristan apparently flew to LA to be with Chloe and their daughter, True, on Valentine's Day. He purportedly met up with Jordan on Sunday, soon after. And I don't know why people do this. I think. Soon after split reports emerged Tuesday, Tristan tweeted and deleted, and that's what I'm questioning. Fake news, according to E. So he tweeted and then deleted.
Okay, Tristan Trump, calm down. Here's the thing. So apparently this Jordan Woods lady, she's on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's like a background player.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the comments was, and this is how Jordan gets her storyline.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, and with this family, everything is done like out of shock value and publicity. And she knew what she was getting herself back into. It just happens to be with her sister's best friend. So
it does make for a good TV storyline.
It does. And people are going to tune in to see if it's... because the premiere airs 2 or 3 weeks or so. We're away from it. So maybe this will be in it. Maybe like the shocking Keeping Up with the Kardashians season finales.
So you're not going to let me think that stereotypical athlete cheated on his
woman? Oh, I don't doubt it because he did it before when they weren't filming. So, but I just, bruh, with her sister's best friend.
Do you think
you know what I mean? What are you thinking? You weren't thinking, but
I know there's a child involved, so maybe mm-hmm. this takes my cynicism too far. Do you think she's actually emotionally connected to him? Because she seems too smart to be that person.
But when you have a kid, you do get... I mean, she seems emotionally connected to him way before the child. Yeah, you might. She came from, like, a tumultuous relationship herself with Lamar Odom. Like, that was just toxic on both
she's
ends.
She's got a bad picker.
Yeah. And so, like, I think with... Maybe she jumped too quick with this guy and didn't really get to know him on, like, the level of he's an athlete and he's a player. But, like, my thing is, with her sister's best friend, what are you... They're high-profile people. You can't cheat on famous people. Like, I never understood why people cheat on someone they're dating who's, like, famous. Everyone knows everything about them. And if not, they're famous enough to make something up that people mm-hmm. are just like, who are like me, who are just like, ooh, I believe it. You know what I mean?
So there was cheating there. Don't know why Lady Gaga is now single. Mm-hmm. She's been turning heads on the red carpet, but her ringless finger at the Grammys has caught people's attention. Was she still with fiancé Christian Carino? It appears the speculation was right. They've called off their engagement, according to her rep, Amanda Silverman, and it was confirmed to USA Today. 32-year-old actress and singer went public with her engagement to Carino in October at a Hollywood event. The couple, who reportedly began dating in February of 2017, packed on lots of PDA at the SAG Awards and Golden Globes as Lady Gaga picked up awards for Ally Maine in A Star Is Born. However, Carino and Lady Gaga's massive engagement ring were missing in action in the Grammys on February 10th. In her acceptance speech, she talked about mental health awareness and her collaborator, Bradley Cooper, but made no mention of Carino. Despite the breakup, she's got little time to sulk or think much about it because she's a double nominee at this Sunday's Academy Award. She was previously engaged to Chicago Fire actor Taylor Kinney, but they split in 2016 after a five-year romance.
That was a cute couple.
They were.
They were a cute couple.
And I had no idea they were together.
Yeah, I do. I knew... But, like, they were a cute couple. I don't know. Because she was engaged to him, too, and the other guy. Stephanie, just do you for right now. Like, this is your time to take in all your accolades and all your hard work. Don't worry about a man right now.
I hope that this is more her finding more out about herself personally, because mm-hmm. she has been working so hard at her career for... more than 10 years
For sure.
And maybe she's found out something that, like, it took me a while to know about myself. Don't let society pressure you into being with someone. And that's why I say I hope she goes more like my route as opposed to the Jennifer Aniston route, which seemingly she just kept being...
That makes sense. I like that. Don't miss Aniston yourself. I like that.
I'm a fan of Taylor Kinney, by the way. He could easily be up on that wall, though lower than Ryan.
I mean, we could put him up there. You know I can make this happen.
Watch, tonight's Wednesday. Watch Chicago. you're up till 11 o'clock. Watch a little bit of Chicago Med, a little bit of Fire.
He's on Fire, correct?
Yes.
I'll watch Fire.
A little Med, a little Fire, and a little Petey.
Wait.
And maybe that's why Jussie Smollett was working up crimes in Chicago, because he's one of these good-looking people to come save him.
Is it today the crossover episode?
Yes, between Fire and PD.
See, my TV's always on 24, so I hear the things like, on a special Wednesday, Chicago Wednesday, the special crossover episode. That was a good
movie. They all kind of cross over anyway.
Don't they, though?
A little bit.
When they have to at some point.
Yeah, I enjoy them. But good luck to Lady Gaga, and we'll see if she wins anything at the Academy Awards this weekend. Bohemian Rhapsody might win this weekend with Rami Malek, and we'll see what happens with the Bryan Singer nastiness and how that
all... Do you think he's invited?
No, he could show up, I guess. It would probably be against better judgment.
Yeah.
So Bohemian Rhapsody came out, I think, in October. We already have this year's Bohemian Rhapsody, at least a trailer for it, and it comes out in May. Taron Egerton will be in Rocket Man.
Oh, I'm excited.
What did you say your name was again?
Elson.
The thing about playing someone who is so beloved, all we can do is give our heartfelt interpretation of his life and his music.
He sang this.
Yes.
And he's so convincing, and his voice is incredible.
I don't think there's anyone in the world who could play that one. It's Taron's role.
Rami Malek didn't do Freddie Mercury, right? He didn't sing.
No, I think that was all lip sync. I think that was because
he couldn't
license stuff too. You know what I mean? Like trademarks. And Elton John is like, I think he's the executive producer of this movie too. So
Taron Egerton, who is maybe most famous for The Queensman, is that is that the right movie?
Queensman. I don't know. Kingsman. It's that movie with
I forgot the name of a couple of weeks ago too. Damn it.
Wait, useless information. Elton John was on my list of famous people names. His real name is Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Look at that. So I think Taron Egerton actually does these songs. Bodyguard, Golden Globe winner, who we kind of like for Bruce Wayne, Richard Madden, will play John's manager and lover, John Reed. Jamie Bell plays lyricist Bernie Taupin. And Bryce Dallas Howard plays John's mother, Sheila Eileen. Rocketman opens in theaters May 31st. Dexter Fletcher, who stepped in to complete the Queen biopic after Fox parted ways with Bryan Singer, helms Rocketman, based on a screenplay by Billy Elliot's Lee Hall. So I don't know much about that, but it looks
good.
I'm not one for musical movies, but Taron Egerton looks very believable as this, and it's amazing that we're getting this so soon after the great success of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, and I mean, who doesn't like an Elton John song? He's one of those artists that you have to like at least like one song.
I like Tiny Dancer. What else? Give me something else.
I'm Still Standing.
Don't know it.
I'm still standing.
Give me a fast one.
I'm Still Standing. Like, I mean, they're not really that. Oh, Benny and the Jets.
I would know if I heard. I know Elton John music.
Boom. Many artists sample his stuff too. So.
Oh, sure. Can I tell you something though?
Yeah.
Eileen, if you said I had to go to, I guess the spectacle of Elton John is worth seeing. But you know what? There's something about, and maybe it's people that I have grown up around and people, and I've taken on some of their tastes. If I had to pick a man to sit in front of one of them, I might go Billy Joel.
Oh, yeah. He's a beast in concert anyway, so.
But at the spectacle of Elton John?
I mean, they both offer something. I would see Elton John over Billy Joel.
You're required.
Not even. Don't you dare stereotype me. But I think he would put on more of a show.
I agree.
Like he has. I think he'll have like showgirls and like dance. Like I feel like Elton John would play the piano and then randomly you're like, oh, I'm in a Cirque du Soleil concert where Billy Joel sits there with the black background,
right,
jamming out to We Didn't Start the Fire.
I love that song.
It's such a good song. But yeah. Didn't they do a joint tour before? I feel like they've dueling pianos or something. I don't know.
Kingsman.
We said that. We established it. Because you said Queensman. I said, no, it's Kingsman.
And he was in that terrible short-lived Robin Hood movie with Jamie Foxx that came out back in the
fall. Oh, yeah. I have him up on my screen.
I wonder if they'll cover Elton John's magically regrowing hair.
Bosley.
705 with the Morning Reboot on Q105. What are you better at now in your relationship than when you started? Next.
Q105. Let me love you.
We will do a mystery segment after 8 o'clock this morning, after 8:30. Anna Tony from Leadership Toledo will be by to talk about Restaurant Week that's coming up and bigger than ever. It's Eric and Floyd, the Morning Reboot on Q105. You can text the show, and we'd appreciate that, or if you'd like to call in for this segment, because this is about relationships and being better at them. 419-240-1055. You can text then. You can text there as well, 419-240-1055. So part of rebooting my brain the other day, perhaps you can hear that I've got some of my energy back, was I used the Libby app and my library card.
Mm.
By the way, they announced Clyde Scholes' funeral. I believe it will be in Columbus, not here in Toledo.
Okay.
So, and good luck to our friend Jason Kuchma, the deputy director, who may soon be the executive director. I got a book from Libby, and a book I've long wanted to read. It's called The Growth Mindset by Carol Dweck.
Okay.
And basically cuts people into two kinds. You're either growth mindset or fixed mindset. Fixed mindset, people believe you've got like 110 IQ, and that's what you're stuck at, and you will not grow beyond that. That's what you got. Growth mindset people are people who believe that they can grow and never stop learning, and they can take a set of restrictions and grow beyond them in some way, shape, or form. It's a pretty simple concept.
Right.
And there's a lot of anecdotes in here. And this one that I got to was about relationships. Let me read you this quick story, and I want to ask you, now that you're in a new relationship, what you would like to work on, because I have something I tried to work on in my last one. I had barely gotten all the rice out of my hair when I began to realize I made a big mistake, the rice from a wedding. Every time I said something like, why don't we try to go out a little more? Or I'd like it if you consulted me before making decisions, he was devastated. Then, instead of talking about the issue I raised, I'd have to literally spend an hour repairing the damage and making him feel good again. Plus, he would then run to the phone to call his mother, who always showered him with constant adoration he seemed to need. We were both young and new at marriage. I just wanted to communicate. So he was fixed mindset. She was growth mindset. So it made me think, what in your relationship, what did you get better at? What did you get better at in your relationship than when you started? 419-240-1055. Now, if the answer is nothing, well, congrats on being perfect. Two, also congrats on not being in that relationship anymore. Because I, as much as people might want to label me as materialistic or superficial, mm-hmm. you do want a mate who you can grow with and someone who can either help improve your weaknesses or mitigate them.
Or even keep up with you, because that's a form of growth with them, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because Actually, it's essentially two worlds colliding, you know what I mean?
You want to be a teammate with someone.
Yeah, for sure.
You want to dampen their weaknesses and enhance your strengths, and that goes back and forth kinetically between you two. So what I tried to work on when I was mm-hmm. in my last relationship last year was I had not a wandering eye, but I was just so fixed on what's out there, because I'd always been like that. Mm-hmm. I'd always been looking for someone to date, seeing who I could be interested in, trying to open my life up and bring someone new in who might improve my life mm-hmm. in some way. And I had to stop that because that was no longer something I could do while in a relationship.
Because so you potentially found that person.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had to focus that outward energy and keep it inward and look at this person and go, how can we have a good life together? So, mm-hmm. and I think I did get better at it. In your burgeoning relationship with Stefan, what is something that you would like to be better at?
I am totally an Ariana Grande song. Like, one taught me love, one taught me kind, one taught me whatever. I think for me personally, patience. Because I'm not a jump to a conclusioner, but like, I want stuff to go fast paced because my life is always so busy. But like, meeting him, he's very much process, doing stuff, thinking about stuff. As with me, I was always let's go, go, go. I was fast. It's teaching me to be very patient and looking at myself more than just be like, oh, you smiled at me. We like each other. Let's go. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, and that's perfectly normal. But like for me, it's a good thing because I'm 35 and it's just, I'm reflecting on stuff a lot more than just jumping to a hurdle into a relationship, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like when people say they take it slow, like for me, I was like, oh yeah, we're taking it slow. It's been 3 days. That's slow enough. But for me, it's been a process. And oddly, it's not been hard. It's been very easy. And I don't know why that at age 35, I'm learning this. Thanks to him. If you're listening, thank you. But it's comfortable. It's like, I'm not constantly worried or assuming something because I'm actually taking the time to get to know someone. They're getting to know me. We're finding we have a common interest than just one sentence. Like, you know, when someone says, oh, I like puppies. Oh, I love dogs too.
Everybody loves dogs.
We have so much in common. You know what I mean? But just using that. Oh, we have so much in common. What do you guys have in common? We both like dogs. Yeah. What else? We walk the dog. You know what I mean?
People have like those big interests. It's easy to have those in common. You can find the minutia in common.
And like you find that one quick common interest, you're like, and I was one of those people, like I'm not anymore, but I was one of those people. I found a common interest and tried to build a relationship off that one common interest but you got to keep in mind, a common interest is a foundation, but like more common interest in actually getting to know each other and liking each other, that's a good foundation instead of just a good mm-hmm. basic base.
No, you're right. 419-240-1055. What are you better at now in your relationship than when it started? Well, I worded this really poorly on the show sheet. Sorry. What are you better at now in your relationship than when you started? 419-240-1055. For you, liking dogs or puppies, it's a good starting point.
Yeah.
For me, that's something more foundational because my dogs and my love of them are integral to my life.
Right. They're your children. They're your fur babies. So, like, Yeah, so that's like that. I would put that with like a blending of a family. You know what I mean? You're inviting someone into your life who necessarily may not like dogs, but you're kind of just like, I like you, but get to know them. You're gonna it's blending and finding that ground. I understand what you mean by that.
Hi, it's Q105. Who's this?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. What are you better at now in your relationship than when you started?
I would say I budget much better. My man's more of a financial. I like to spend money in online shops.
That's good, though. Like, I mean,
what about your relationship made you better at that?
Honestly, a lot of patience, listening, and communication.
Were you one of those people that bought stuff, like, were you just a selfish buyer and then, like, you had someone else in your life and you're like, oh, it's not just about me anymore? Is that what you're kind of saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. I've been there. Yeah. I know exactly
because
what you're talking about.
I would think that saving money is just simply something that you get a little better at as you get older because you need to be. But yes, if this person, if your partner helped you with that, that's important because I'm guessing that this person wouldn't want to be with somebody who is financially irresponsible.
Absolutely. And you want to buy a house, you want to buy cars, travel.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Amanda. 419-240-1055. What are you better at your relationship now than when you started?
I'm trying to think another thing I'm probably good at is I'm probably more trusting getting there. You know what I mean? Like it's fresh. But I think that the trust thing comes with taking your time because like I'm one of those people and I think I've told you, I just trust people off the bat. Like it's a pro and a con, more of a con than a pro. But like I just trust people and then like when they do something bad, I'm just like my whole world is shot. Does that make sense?
It does.
I just go in like people say they wear their heart on their sleeve. I don't really understand that saying. I just trust too hard. I trust too hard and too quick.
Let me reword that and maybe you won't be so hard on yourself with it. Because I think that is a trait of good people. I've been guilty of that as well, and it's let me down. Not irreparably, but I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. And I don't like to call it trust. I think that this is often a four-letter word when you whip it around in certain ways, but I think you're hoping for the best, and it mimics trust, because you don't really know the person well enough to truly trust them, but you're just hoping it works out, and then they let you down.
Right, and then I'm like eating bonbons by myself in the kitchen. Yeah. And also, I'm one of the... Oh, I lost my...
We'll take another
call.
Hi, who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie. What are you better at in your relationship now than when you started?
I've seen a lot of personal growth in me, myself, just from dating this guy that I've been dating for about a year now. And he's just been there for me, and it's just been amazing.
So she's seen, like, personal growth.
Like, can you offer an example or two?
For example, I'm still in high school. I'm a cheerleader, and there was one meet where I was having a panic attack, and he was there for me. And since the season, I've been put in similar positions and similar conditions, and I didn't have that feeling of nobody was there for me.
Right.
Because I knew that I had him there for me, and I've seen that growth in myself. And I've also seen that growth in him that if I don't text him for a couple hours, he'll be fine because he used to worry about me consistently.
So you have some anxiety issues.
I was like, so she's the personal growth is probably more confidence in yourself, it sounds
like.
Okay.
Lizzie, I assure you that there are more people than him that are there for you in times of peril that you need them.
Sometimes it feels like the people that need to be there are just never there for me. And he's always been the one that's just consistently there.
My advice would be is to, if they are truly not there for you when you need them, pick other people because those are not real friends or reliable people. And I can assure you that you will need other people, especially as you go through this relationship, besides him to help you when you hit challenges.
Yeah.
So good luck.
Awesome.
Thanks for the phone call. Oh, we have more calls. Hi, yes. Q105. Who's this?
Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. What are you better at in your relationship now than when you started?
I don't know if I want to say communication or just maybe some patience, but my husband doesn't really care for conflict. So if an issue comes up, he needs time to think about it instead of reacting, because he's kind of that all or nothing mindset.
Sure.
And I am one of those people that I need to address whatever the issue is, because otherwise it's going to be on my mind and just get worse, and I'm going to make it a bigger problem. So he's kind of gotten better in not being so extreme, and I've gotten a little bit better on trying to give him that initial space to calm down before we address it.
Right. Emotions make for really bad decisions. And, you know, good for him to go, hold on a second, before we fight, I want to cool off and reflect. And for you, for giving him that time, that the fight will be more productive if he has that time.
That's hard.
Yeah. It really is. It really is.
And people always say communication is key, but like you just said, communication is key, but it's not always easy.
Or good.
Right? True story, yeah.
That's like good. Volatile, angry communication is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take one more call. Hi, who?
Oh, no. We got another one up. There we go.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. What are you better at in your relationship now than when you started?
Communication, hands down.
And give us some examples if you would.
Knowing that when we're angry and if we're not going to be able to communicate appropriately because we just don't want to learn to walk away. And it's something as literally we had to say, if we're going to be looking at each other and be talking about this and we can't do it with a straight face, if we're all standing in a goofy little chicken position, just something, then obviously your argument isn't good enough. Calm down. Come back and talk about it later.
Yep.
But I want to say something to the young girl in high school. I have gone my entire life with anxiety and struggling with that feeling of, are these people going to be there for me? I need these people. You are going to have one or two good roots in your life. Do not necessarily rely on people as your strength. Use them as tools to help you. And like you had said, there are always people out there and around you. You may not know it, but you can ask. And asking for help is number one in moving forward, not only for yourself, but for those around you.
Yeah.
Because you are going to have a moment where that person lets you down,
mm-hmm.
and you're left alone.
Yeah.
And I've been there, and you know what? The best thing I can tell you is it will be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Best thing my mom ever said is, it never is as bad as it seems. It might seem that way because it is right now, and
right.
It is, but it will get better.
Yep, yep.
You just
got to go through enough of those moments to realize, hey, the last 74 times I thought the world was ending, it didn't end, and I survived.
And seeing a therapist. I've seen a therapist for the past 6 or 7 years, and sharing that with people, they're like, oh, you see a therapist? Heck yes, I do.
Right.
Because it's nice to go to someone who's educated and not going to steer me into a harmful direction.
If it gives you any solace, when I go out and talk to a bunch of different schools, and I think I'm going to Toledo Early College with the Suicide Prevention Coalition this week, the teens and middle schoolers are more, I found them more apt than people our age were to talk about what's going on in their head and with their feelings than people who are in their 20s and 30s now, because it's more part of their dialogue.
Yes. So. We've really strained away from that, unfortunately. And when we say, oh, how are you doing today? We say, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Instead of, I'm honestly not okay today, but thanks for asking.
Right.
And that alone, just saying, you know what, I'm not okay, might make the difference.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Oops. Sorry for being loud.
Yeah, that was some good insight. Like, that was good.
And the upshot or the strong takeaway that I can't ever say enough to what they alluded to with communication and when you fight with your significant other, emotions are really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Emotions make for very regrettable decisions.
Uh-huh.
And I know it makes it hard for people to have arguments with me at times, because I'll just sit here kind of like cold and logical.
It's kind of like when a parent, my mom has done this before, when we're arguing with a teenager, she used to be like, I see you're upset, we're going to talk when you're done. And I would be like, I want to talk now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just, in that moment, it's literally, you can say to someone, I see, and it's even when I work with kids, like, I see you're upset, we will talk when you calm down. And like, they don't understand in that moment, but like, trust me, that dialogue afterwards, without the emotions coming into play, because emotions will make you hit below the belt and say something you don't want to say. I've been there more times than I care to even brag about, that I have said something and I'm just like, where did that come from? And I don't mean it.
The emotions.
But it's literally like, I'm going to hit you before you hit me. And they're like, I didn't even have my guard up. And you just, where is that? You know what I mean? So I understand what you mean. You have to take a breather. And that's something, going back to the topic, that's something that's taught me. I think stuff more through than jumping to a conclusion and letting my emotions get ahead of me. Like, hey, they just said this. Just listen to the sentence before you like interpret what you think that you heard.
Or know that they're being emotional as well.
Right, exactly.
And they've lost some of their rationale and reason. 7:34 with the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Q105 traffic.
7:58. Good morning. The Morning Reboot on Q105. While we love Adele, she's no record breaker like the one and only Ariana Grande.
Yeah!
We'll get to that and what she's tied with the Beatles in a moment. Quickly, though, the Chicago Police Department wants to talk to Jussie Smollett as he has been axed from some upcoming production and scenes of Empire.
Oh, Lord. But is he allowed to talk to them, though? Because his lawyers are there, and they said, we're speaking on his behalf.
Well, the story I have says they don't know when this is going to happen, but the police and detectives want to speak to him.
This is getting out of control.
Two brothers who were arrested and released in connection with the attack met with police and prosecutors yesterday, according to a Chicago police spokesperson on Monday. Anna Kavanaugh, who works for the firm representing Smollett, released a statement saying, in part, Smollett's attorneys will keep an active dialogue going with the Chicago police on his behalf. So they want to talk to him, and in the meantime, he's probably not going to be in many or any episodes of Empire.
Nope.
All right, let's...
So the reason why he allegedly did this is the reason why he's getting axed now. Oh, friend. Oh.
Don't be a D. Be a good human being, and... I hope good things come your way. Ariana Grande becomes the first artist to hold the numbers 1, 2, and 3 spots on the Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart simultaneously since the Beatles in 1964. She's, of course, going to launch number 1 at the Billboard 200 albums with Thank You Next. Grande's 7 Rings is number 1 for a 4th week, while Break Up With Your Girlfriend I'm Bored debuts at number 2, and the former 7-week leader Thank You Next rebounds from 7 all the way up to number 3. All 3 songs are from the Thank You Next album. She's just the second act in the Hot 100's 60-year history to monopolize the top 3 in a week. The Beatles earned the honor for 5 weeks in March and April in 1964, even claiming the entire top 5 on the April 1964 data chart. I should call my dad about that. He always bugs me to talk about music on the air.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You don't like any of the music, but he liked the Beatles. So.
Okay.
Are you
awesome.
Happy?
I am. I love it. I'm excited. And you know what? I was talking about this with the girls. So her Detroit concert is the weekend before she headlines Coachella. So she's going to give her all at the Detroit concert.
Or she'll hold back and save it for Coachella.
No, I think she'll give it all. Yeah.
Are you so since you were gifted the Queen Latifah tickets, are you going to spend for Ariana Grande?
Oh, I sure am.
How much are they?
They're up there, but I'm waiting.
For what?
On like Groupon and like those StubHub sites, they go down like a week before. I don't care how close I get. I just want to see her.
Okay. SeatGeek, I use that one.
That actually useless information when I was on those sites. SeatGeek showed up as an ad on Facebook. I said, what are you? I was like...
Don't forget coupon codes, promo codes, different email addresses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I do all that when I online shop.
Good, anyway, good. Another story. Gwyneth Paltrow, she's seemingly hanging up her red hair as Pepper Potts in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. In an interview with Variety, the actress says she's planning on retiring the character after Avengers Endgame, where she... allegedly suits up in an iron person suit.
Ugh.
I forget what the name of the character is.
I like her. I don't know what it is.
I mean, I'm a bit old to be in a suit and all that at this point. She said she's 46. She told Variety. Feel very lucky that I did it because I got talked into it. I was a friend with Jon Favreau. It was such a wonderful experience making the first Iron Man and then to watch how important it has become to fans. Although she doesn't see herself committing to any more sequels, she left open the possibility she could make a cameo or appear in flashbacks down the line. She spends most of her time now running the lifestyle brand company, Goop, as the company's CEO. She spoke to Variety for their pre-Oscars issue to commemorate the 20th anniversary of her winning the Best Actress statue for Shakespeare in Love at the 1999 Academy Awards.
Good for you, Gwyneth, and your jade egg.
Do you remember that movie? Shakespeare in Love?
She played a female who was a guy, right? Because I remember she...
I don't remember it. I just remember Kenneth Branagh. Was that him?
I just know she had bound tape on... She had to bound herself down. And then...
I think that was during her Brad Pitt days.
Were they dating?
I think so.
Oh. Look at that. All right. The more you know.
The more you know. The Morning Reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Also, we've got a mystery segment coming up. Then after 8:30, Anna Tony from Leadership Toledo will join us to talk about Restaurant Week. And I'd also like to ask her a lot about what Leadership Toledo does, because most of Restaurant Week goes towards that great cause. And it's something that people should know about, what they do here in our community. Of course, in our community this weekend, the Fire and Ice Festival happens at Promenade Park. We're getting ice now, so be careful on your commute if you're doing that right now. And Monday, Floyd and I and some others from the radio station have been invited to Axe 419.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to do Axe Your Ex. Send us the name of an ex you're not too pleased with, or maybe even their picture, so we have a target to throw axes at. We'll print the pictures and the names out and throw the axes at these things Monday, and then pop the video up on all the social channels and plenty of other places for you to find after Monday. So axe your ex, axe 419 with the Morning Reboot here on Q105. Any idea what the mystery segment is?
No, is it going to hurt? Am I going to be nervous? Does it have to deal with me? Look at me. You're not saying things... On Law and Order, that means something's bad's going to happen, like dun-dun. Still not saying something.
I don't know.
Eric!
It's a mystery segment. 805, it's next.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nation.
Q105, good morning, 8:35, the Morning Reboot. Eric Chase and a...
Stinky Fingers McGee.
I like that name a lot.
Oh, my poor fingers.
The mystery box video.
I can't stop smelling them.
Smells like cat pee.
Oh, why would you do that to me?
It is on our Q1. Sorry, I didn't get it for the podcast, but it will be on our Q105 Facebook page, the video of the Mystery Box debut. It's there right now.
She did not disappoint.
You know what's amazing, too? I thought you might get the smell of some kind of cat food, but you're so stressed and panic-ridden, your senses don't work.
Well, what had happened was, like, you were like, touch it. So I did, like, the whole...
That's the whole thing.
Like, the whole... Like, I started slapping it, which released the aroma. And so, like, my brain was like, oh, my God, it's meat. Oh, my God, it's tuna. Oh, my God, what is that smell? Like, in your brain, you're just... And then you tripped me off by putting that hard piece of...
Turmeric root.
Is that what
you... Did you think it was hardened Andre poop?
I thought it was a hard poop.
Yeah.
That's what I was like, the ruin. I was like... And also, that is my genuine reaction on the Facebook video. So, like... That was terrifying. Like, my fingers were shaking, and like Paul was no help. So just do it. Like you were like two bullies in school, and they're like, "You want to hang out with us? You got to touch this box." I'm like, "Oh, I guess I want to hang out with you guys after school." No, I don't. What is a turmeric root? Like, what is it?
Turmeric is something that it's a spice. It's a root, can help with inflammation.
Why is it that hard? It was hard. I was like.
It was either turmeric root or ginger root.
Oh,
and I figured that
smell would have been horrible.
The turmeric root were just the right size of Andre poops if they would have hardened after a day. So,
you got me real good. Real good.
Katie Holmes is coming to UT May 4th at the Glass Bowl to be their keynote and commencement speaker. And she can share, you know, life experiences and bring some joy and wish those graduates out into the world. Another story, and this reminds me of... Something we talked about 2 months or so ago, wasn't local, but so this is in Sandusky where this nail salon, did you see this story?
Oh, yeah.
She wants to call it hand jobs. It's nails and spa, nail salon. She wants to call it hand jobs. I'm fairly sure she's going to have to change the name or
what?
Will.
She's doing jobs on hands. Like,
I get
nails
it.
Are on hands.
Say what you are. What do you remember the story a couple of months ago?
It was the faux place. Remember, she wanted to be faux royalty.
Yeah, it was like faux you. Yeah.
Remember,
she wanted
to be
not
queen, but she wanted to be faux opposite of queen.
Right.
Tie.
Right. King Faux Tie. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, I get it now. It reminds me of that where, like, the person knew that it was going to cause... And I don't know how I feel about these things anymore when you do it just to get the coverage and have it go a little bit viral as opposed to it accidentally going viral.
But then you have that person like me who's like, well, she's not lying. It's just saying it's nails are on hands.
So
hands need jobs done too.
What would you, I mean, it's better marketing spend than like, do you pay $5,000 to Cumulus Media to run ads or do you just pay $5,000 for a sign that says hand jobs and let it go viral
that
everywhere?
That sign looked like it was painted for $500. Don't give her that much
It
credit.
Looks like an ice cream shop. Yeah.
Don't give her that much credit.
Melissa
Veitch was there this morning.
Well, I think it was yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Okay, they must have replayed it this morning.
I don't understand. Like, well, yes, it's viral, but like, does anybody... Does it do better business? Like,
and she's in Sandusky, right?
Yeah.
How many nail shops are in Sandusky? Like
a lot.
Are there?
I don't know.
Okay. But you know what? I'm with you. She's probably gonna have to change it. She got the coverage. I mean, it's in Sandusky. I don't think there's like a nail shop on every corner. Like in Toledo, there's like three nail shops in each neighborhood. Like,
right.
There are aplenty here. You have choices here. I think she'll be fine. Do you think she's just getting a kick out of it?
Yeah. Because, again, while it's nice to go viral and get some exposure, does that exposure actually lead to business?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it's called hand jobs. Now I think I'm going to drive to Sandusky instead of going, you know, down Eleanor Avenue.
I wonder how many bros walk in and be like, hey, I'm here to, for a hand job. You know what I mean? Like, and she's like, there's that funny side of it, and then there's, like, those idiots who are just like, oh, I'm here to get a hand. You know what I mean? Like, no. Get out. I'm here to put an acrylic on a nail.
Now, I would give her a lot of credit if, in addition to getting your acrylics and a manicure done, you actually got that.
No!
Like, and like the
sand. I guess when you name your place that, you welcome that.
And the Sandusky police show up and they're like, ma'am, what are you doing here? She's like, well, it says it right on the sign. Hand job.
Stop!
8:40 with the morning reboot on Q105. Anna Tony will drop by. She's from Leadership Toledo, the hosts and creators of Restaurant Week. So we've got that to look forward to next week. I know there's a big sold out party tomorrow night to kick it off. I think I'm supposed to attend that. Will you do your best to make sure I go?
Yeah.
Because it's one of those
things. What time?
I think it's 5 to 7. I think it's at the Renaissance.
That's not even that long.
It's sold out, but there's so much to do with Restaurant Week next week. We'll talk to Anna about that before 9.
Q105 traffic sponsored by...
8:54, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Before we bring in our guest, your chance to win another $1,000 with a $1,000 payoff. Text the national keyword party to 95819. That's party, P-A-R-T-Y. Text that to 95819. We'll text you back confirming your entry. Data and message rates apply. It's the $1,000 payoff on Q105. Party to 95819. 8:54, good morning. The morning reboot. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. We'll introduce Anna Tony from Leadership Toledo. It will be a party tomorrow night, which is sold out.
Yes, we're so excited.
To kick off Restaurant Week, which I thought was longer running than 9 years, but this is the 9th year, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
If you're not familiar with it, you've hopped in at the right time because I'm going to guess that there's now a waiting list of restaurants to participate because it's so big now.
Yeah, so it started off with 11 restaurants, I believe, 9 years ago, and now we have 42 this year. Ooh. So, yeah, and we could absolutely be bigger, but we are a small staff of only 4, so there's only so much that we can handle. But it's really cool just because Toledo has such a great food scene. Mm-hmm. And so, and for those of you that don't know, a portion of the proceeds comes back to support Leadership Toledo's youth programs, which we have community leadership programs for high school students and adults, but our high school programs are completely tuition free.
We can come back to Restaurant Week, and I don't want to overlook that. And there's something in the Blade tomorrow to check out to get menus and everything, but you can kind of figure out what Restaurant Week is. Tell me more about Leadership Toledo, because it's a great part of our community that not I would think many people don't know too much about.
Yeah. So we've actually been around since 1980. So we have a longstanding history in the community. But really, our vision is to cultivate a community of leaders dedicated to serving with authenticity and purpose. And so we do that by inspiring lifelong community involvement. And whether that's in Toledo or it's something you learn here and take to your next, you know, journey in life. But we hope to connect people to experiences, knowledge, people, and just really celebrate what our community has to offer and why it's important to be involved. So, and like I said, we do that for high school students and adults. So we have our Youth Leadership Toledo, which is for high school sophomores. So we have over 50 students from over 30 area high schools in the program this year. We have a youth philanthropy program, which has around 30 juniors and seniors. And then our Students in Action, which is a national program through the Jefferson Awards.
What are some of the things that the kids, the high school kids, learn? What's in that curriculum?
Oh my gosh. So we actually just had a session on Friday, and it was real world skills. So we held it out at Dana's headquarters, which a lot of them don't even know it. They have a world headquarters right here in Toledo. So it's really important to bring them there. And they learned interview skills, the importance of a good handshake. We had Directions Credit Union come in and they did a finance 101 game. And the biggest takeaway, we had a list where they could put their takeaways was, don't have kids.
I preach it every day.
Setting them up for success.
You know, someone said, marry a doctor. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so funny. But really, you know, just kind of getting some of those skills that they won't necessarily get inside the classroom.
Yeah.
And for us, it's really about inspiring community service. And important, the way to be a good and effective leader in your community is to know your community. Mm-hmm. And so they spend a lot of time working with local nonprofits. Our youth philanthropy group last year granted back over $16,000 to 12 youth serving organizations in the community. And we had one of our schools, Toledo Early College, went and represented the Toledo region at the National Jefferson Awards ceremony in Washington, D.C. for their service and culture in their school. So it's really just, we tell the students that they're leaders today, they don't have to wait until tomorrow, and mm-hmm. really give them the power to find their voice and know that what they have to say now is really important.
Anna Tony from Leadership Toledo to talk about Restaurant Week. A little more on Leadership Toledo. Is there anything that a student might have a specific interest in that you can really help them with? Obviously, you mentioned Dana. We have ties to ProMedica here. Yeah. There is a big cult. Like, this is a great place to live and work with the connections to UT for science and engineering, but also the medical community. Are there any other specific areas that you guys target to help people improve their leadership skills?
Yeah. So, I mean,
Metro Parks as well. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I mean, we've had, it's funny, we've had sessions at the Metro Park. We've had sessions at UT.
Nice.
So we really, it's a very experiential program. And so they go around and they're visiting different, I would say, like, anchor institutions in our community and trying to say, hey, like, this is what we have here. This is what their role is. And this is how you can be involved in mm-hmm. it. So it's really, with the youth, we do a little more hands-on leadership skill development, helping them with public speaking. But again, it comes back to that just community. And we in Toledo is a great community that supports one another. So we're
for
really
sure.
blessed mm-hmm. with that.
Sure. All right. Want to talk food now?
Totally.
So yes. 11 restaurants to start 9 years ago. We're up to over 40. Who were some of the founding restaurants? Or are they still involved
yeah,
at all?
Yeah, so like Rosie's has been a long time supporter of ours. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to think some of the ones that have been on forever now. Like Blarney's been on, Ice has been on since, you know, from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And but every year we always have new restaurants popping up, so that's really exciting too.
One thing, sorry to interrupt, but
no, you're
if
fine.
You could speak on, oh, it's restaurant week, I go to these places, but there's different menus,
yes.
correct?
So there's a special deal. Every menu or every restaurant has some kind of special menu that they're offering. So anything for like any range of price range. So you've got like $5 menus going up to a 3-course meal at the Chop House or Mancy's for like $40, which is pretty unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have all geographical locations. So Oregon, Perrysburg, Sylvania, White House, Toledo, Mommy. So, and if you go on our website, restaurantweektoledo.com, you can filter by meal and you can filter by location. So you can see what people are offering and then you can click on their menu and see what they have.
Are there any new places that have joined on this year that maybe you guys have targeted to be a part of the program in the past and maybe they weren't ready for it or you couldn't get them? Who's new this year that you're really excited about?
So, let's see. We have a handful of new restaurants this year. So we're excited Hensville is in. So Fleetwood's and Holy Toledo Tavern are in, which is great. We have Local Roots, which is like a juice, and they have much more than that in Perrysburg, and they have like toasts and acai bowls, and so it's more of a like breakfast lunch spot. Plate One, we have Inside the Five over in Sylvania, which is, you know, so a lot of the new restaurants that come on are actually new to the area that maybe weren't quite ready last year during Restaurant Week. Sometimes people need to get their feet on the ground for a minute before, because the amount of traffic that they'll see during Restaurant Week can be pretty overwhelming.
Tomorrow night's kickoff party, it's sold out, but a friend of mine invited me to go. Is it the Renaissance?
The C-Corp building, where Registry Bistro is.
What's happening there for tomorrow night for that?
Yeah, so there'll be over 350 people in attendance. We have 15 restaurants that are going to be there showing a feature of their Restaurant Week Toledo menu, and then we have some wine and beer tastings as well. So it's just a nice little preview party for what's to come, and we hear it's the best deal in town, so we're glad that we sold out.
Yay.
It's become quite something in a very short period of time since I've been here now, you know, 6 years. I knew it was small and quaint, and we took advantage of the good restaurants, but now it's a huge thing as you mentioned, that spans from White House all the way up to Sylvania.
Yeah. So
what's the place in White House?
Is the White House Inn.
Is that the giant pretzel place?
I think, yes.
It's got to be.
Yes.
Remember,
yeah.
We talked about it. It was like a recurring story for us. We need it.
Yeah, there's a...
Well, I've heard that when you go to White House Inn during Restaurant Week, you go home with like two doggy bags of leftovers. So I suggest that you try it out.
any specific places you're interested in heading over to and checking out?
Let's see. Carlos's Poco Loco is in it this year, so I'm going to be checking that out.
Que Pasa
has a nice feature this year. I was joking yesterday, I needed something visual, so I made like a table that had breakfast, lunch, dinner, and I was like filling them all in, and I was getting made fun of a little bit, but hey, I mean, it's my job to eat out next week.
Right.
So
this is the time of year that we gorge ourselves in Toledo, where we own our gluttony, because we've got Restaurant Week. And then short on the tails after that, I think there's Beer Fest is coming.
Yeah, I think I think it's that end of the weekend. Like, I think they overlap like by like a day or two.
Then St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. Then there's Wine Fest. And then you can finally give your liver a break after opening day.
Yeah. So maybe in April.
Yeah, exactly. Then you've got 6 weeks to shut it off to get ready for summer.
Yes.
Anna Tony from Leadership Toledo, thanks very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Websites or anything for Leadership Toledo for people to get involved if they so choose?
Yeah, so leadershiptoledo.org. And also when you're on the restaurantweektoledo.com website, you can learn more about Leadership Toledo and it'll take you to our website. So all our programs are listed there. And there really is something for everyone. So check us out.
And I don't know what the blade costs these days, but tomorrow it's worth the cost to grab it because of the pullout.
Yes.
It's basically your guide, your directory for the week of Restaurant Week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. 9:03 with the Morning Reboot on Q105.
Q105 Studio. Middle.
9:17, good morning. If you missed any part of the show, the Morning Reboot on Q105, text Eric to 419-240-1055. Text my name anytime. You'll get the link for the podcast, and then make sure you get subscribed, and you will make sure you get all. There's like 2 hours of content in the podcast. We're on the air from 5:45 to 10 each weekday morning, but you get about 2 hours of content in the show. Well, you don't get no songs, no commercials. Yeah, but you don't get it live either, but you do get it on demand. Congrats to Holy Toledo. They do their grand opening of their storefront on Alexis, 3812 Alexis, between Secor and Talmadge, I believe. That happens at 10 o'clock today. The Fire and Ice Festival weekend at Promenade Park. Sidecut Crossings is coming to the trail in Maumee between Ford and Monclova Roads. Toledo Clinic there. Some restaurants, some retail, some business, and it'll help raise some money for the Maumee School District, which is really good. And our gas prices might be going up across the state with a gas tax. Lady Gaga is single because she's broken up with the guy that we didn't see her with that much.
I had to Google what he looked like.
Christian Carino?
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
He doesn't look fancy. He's a Hollywood person, right? He's an agent or something?
I don't know.
But yeah.
They've announced their split. Yeah, Christian Carino, and she was last engaged for, what, 5 years? She had a five-year romance with Taylor Kinney from Chicago Fire. They split in 2016. Maybe she just realized, as I mentioned earlier, you know what? I'm too busy for relationships at the moment. Or maybe her career will settle to a point where mm-hmm. she can be better in a relationship, because she's never not been busy with these people.
She's been on the grind for 10 years. Yeah, like whether she's movies, Super Bowl, acting, writing, producing, like she's not taken a break for herself that I know of. Like I think someone tweeted that, because she's talked about in her documentary that she has chronic pain. It says Lady Gaga's had chronic pain for the past year because she's held the music industry on her shoulders.
Kind of.
So like she's been a hardworking woman, and like to her credit, like maybe this, like you said, is one of those things where she's like, I just need me time.
You don't have enough time to invest in a relationship.
And it comes Sunday, like that's the peak of award season, correct? For mm-hmm. yeah, so she can
Academy Awards.
Yeah, take a break. And don't forget, she started her Vegas residency too. So
I credit her for a couple of things. One, being able to function at all in a relationship, engagements, because she just doesn't have the time to mm-hmm. devote to. It is a full time job being who she is and what she does and what she aims to accomplish and what she has been so successful at. And two, for the most part, keeping her personal junk out of the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe she doesn't seek it as someone like or Khloe Kardashian yeah. does, who is also now single because she's going to split with Tristan Thompson. But you have a theory as to why this breakup is coming now. These cheating rumors. He's connected to a friend of Kylie's.
He is. Oh, no, she is. That's Kylie. He is. No, that's Kylie Jenner.
He's connected to a friend of Kylie's.
Wait, repeat.
Khloe is breaking up with Tristan because he likely cheated with Jordan Woods, who's a friend of Kylie's.
Yes, she's a friend of Kylie's, best friend, and I'm doing some investigation. She was also the first model to model for Khloe and her best friend's lingerie line. She's been in the inside of the inside for a minute.
So he's got to be super dumb to cheat with her, your theory?
She needed a plot line for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Which returns soon?
In like 2 weeks. She's been a background player for the past few years. So like maybe this, like I said earlier, maybe this is one of those things. The season finale, the shocking, you saw it in the headlines.
They introduced like another integral character.
They introduced her because it's just, not to go back, but like why is she in such a
close circle?
That family is such in the, not even in the close, yeah, they have a close circle, but like the world is their close circle too, because right. like everything they do, their mom is like, put it out there, we got to stay relevant. Dude, you went to a nightclub where like, if someone raises a glass, someone has their phone out recording. You know what I mean? So, not a smart move, bruh.
What do they say? Don't like cheat in the same zip code or area code?
House
on the same, yeah.
same household.
So it's a great, great point. Bohemian Rhapsody may win big at the Academy Awards coming up on Sunday night. I think this will be this year's Bohemian Rhapsody because it's about Elton John. Taron Egerton from Kingsman fame plays Elton John in Rocket Man.
What did you say your name was again?
Elton. The thing about playing someone who is so beloved, all we can do is give our heartfelt interpretation of his life and his music.
And he's so convincing and his voice is incredible.
I don't think there's anyone in the world who could play that one. It's Taron's role.
So he's a really good actor.
I like the testimonies making it sound like Elton John's dead. Right. I'm like, no, he's still kicking, y'all.
He is very alive. Taron Egerton plays Elton John, and he performs those songs as well. From The Bodyguard and Game of Thrones, from The Red Wedding, Richard Madden will play John's manager and lover, John Reed. Jamie Bell is in the movie. Bryce Dallas Howard played Elton John's mother, Sheila Eileen. It opens in theaters May 31st. Dexter Fletcher is the one who is helming it. He stepped in after Fox and Bryan Singer parted ways for his seedy past. He helms Rocketman based on a screenplay by Billy Elliot Lee Hall. So should be,
a good movie.
Comes across like this year's Bohemian Rhapsody, which was only like 4 months or so ago.
And they do biopics very respectively in Hollywood. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, put my foot in my mouth. Not like a Lifetime movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they actually take their time, and if the celebrity's still alive, they do reach out to them and be like, hey, we're writing this. And luckily, I think Elton John, like, anointed it, and he jumped on, and he's executive producing. So it's his story to tell, and he's a lot still around to tell it, and I'm interested to hear about it. So.
9:24, the morning reboot on Q105. Something that caught our attention yesterday when we were going through the Oscar bags given to, I guess, the nominees.
Top billing nominees.
Yeah,
that was like, and that was literally in bold print.
They get a whole bunch of nonsense. Yeah. And one of them is sessions with a phobia expert. So they
actually have the article up.
Overcome a phobia. I think this is a racket because you were looking to see if there is a phobia expert here.
Yeah, I posted it on my Facebook and people thought I was kidding. They're like, ha 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 ha. I was like, no, this is a legit inquiry right now. I want to know. I got some phobias I need to cure. I'm 35. I'm not getting any younger.
I won't say that I am the foremost, but I do believe I think I can help you overcome a phobia. But you're the guy that didn't like Band-Aids. I know. I choose not to overcome that. But I think I can help you. What do you want to overcome?
Heights. Like, my sister went in a hot air balloon. I kind of got jealous. But, like, in the back of my mind, I was like, you would never do that. Why are you mad? But I think I told you, like, last week, my sister went to Mexico, and she went on a hot air balloon ride, and she went live on Facebook. I was like, oh, I'm so jealous right now. I want to keep up with the Joneses. And then, like, it ended, and I sat on my couch, and I was like, why are you mad? You're never going to step in a hot air. You're literally, there's going to be that invisible force field between you and the hot air balloon about 50 yards away, and you're not going to want to pass it. I don't know. In my brain, I think it'd be awesome going to a hot air balloon, but in my brain, it's also like, don't do that, you idiot.
I think I could help you over, because I would be afraid to do that as well. I don't love heights.
I'm the same way.
But it's amazing. It's not an amazing thing because nothing really amazes or stuns me. But I think I can help you overcome a phobia. I can't believe there's somebody charging. Well, again, I can believe that someone's charging probably hundreds of dollars per hour to help someone overcome a phobia. The easiest way to do it, it's something that I talk about in my mental health talks and that any psychologist or therapist should know about. It's got a couple of different names. Immersion or exposure therapy, where you just stick yourself in it, and you have to sweat through it, and then
look at me like right now. I'm thinking about it. I'm like playing it in my brain. I'm like, I can't do that.
Once you figuratively like poop your pants through it, you will cross a threshold and realize that it's not that bad. The best example I used, and maybe the movie is becoming a little too distant for me to use it as an example, but Batman Begins.
Okay,
seen it, right?
Yes.
Probably 1,000 times.
Yeah,
like me.
Yeah.
So Bruce Wayne, with his fear of bats, descends out down into the proto-bat cave. He's down there. He kind of squats to get a lay of the land, and then he hears the bats in the distance. Mm-hmm. Within seconds, thousands of them are swarming him.
Around him, yeah.
He crouches and kind of ducks, but knows, I'm stuck. He slowly rises. The big Hans Zimmer orchestral music plays, and he just kind of embraces it. And for many fears to overcome it, it takes longer than that. But you can see, you know, you immerse yourself in it. It's immersion. It's exposure. You expose yourself to it. And slowly, if you can just sweat it out and wait it out. And I'm not talking about, like, immerse yourself to a den of lions. Like, an irrational fear. You will overcome it.
I don't know, dude. But that's bats. And his feet were on level ground. I'm talking about my big butt getting up in a basket.
If I sat you, let's say you got on, what, Steel Vengeance?
I don't do roller coasters for that simple thing of I'm terrified of.
That's the Cedar Point one, right?
Yep.
All right, let's say Cedar Vengeance. Is that Steel Vengeance?
Steel Vengeance, yeah.
Let's say it gets stuck at the top and you're on it. You would be very panicked at first. You would sweat and be riddled with anxiety. But I assure you.
Yeah, but then I go into that mindset of like, okay, they're going to get us down. They're professionals. They're not teenagers. They are teenagers.
And
you go through everything.
And you very likely, but the next time, once you get down, the next time you encounter that fear of heights, it might not be so fearsome because you're like, I was just up there for like 45 minutes, 150 feet from the ground, and I was okay. You've overcome that fear.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice.
It's only for irrational fears. Like, if you want to go swim with sharks, stay in the damn cage.
Funny thing, Stefan's afraid of sharks.
You should be afraid of sharks. That's a very reasonable fear.
I don't know. No. Keep my feet on the ground.
What's another common phobia?
Spiders, but I'm not afraid of spiders, but I know friends that will literally burn their house down because of spiders.
I was afraid of a lot of insects until I lived in Florida, when I realized you needed to cohabitate with them because there were so many.
Oh, man.
And now when I see a bug, unless I'm in the shower and it's one of those silverfish centipedes, but even then I don't freak out.
My sister and I are terrified of birds. I know it. I know.
Can we go to the aviary at the zoo?
Oh, I will give you my sister's number and you just text her. Hey, let's go to the aviary. She'd probably cuss you out. My mom, even when we go on field trips when I used to be with the school, they know Mr. Floyd does not go in the house.
What if I pay for your diaper?
It's not even that. I don't know. Maybe it's that mind over matter, but we have just that matter over matter. I don't
That's
know.
What it is. Mind over matter.
We don't like birds.
Can we do it?
The Anderson kids don't like birds. Like if you, oh no.
And black people don't like to swim, right?
Except for Demetrius.
Philip hates swimming.
I don't like swimming either. Neither does my sister. But I know there's a group of black folks out there who like to swim.
So
we call them superhumans.
So if you encountered...
I'm cracking myself up right now.
So if you encountered... If you like fell off a boat into a large body of water...
I just drowned.
And there were a bunch of seagulls that flew up...
Oh, man. Would
drown yourself?
Worst case scenario, falling out of a hot air balloon into open water into seagulls. Yes. Also, I'm terrified of open water.
You should be.
I don't know how, because I've never actually experienced it or been around open water. But yeah, it's just...
You're afraid of what you don't know.
And I'd rather not know.
Have you ever seen the movie Open Water?
Yes. I've seen snippets.
You don't need to see the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's just...
I know how it ends.
Dreadful. And I mean dreadful, not in a way that it's bad.
It's just a horrible movie?
It's not a bad movie. It's dreadful in the sense of dread it gives you.
Because they just left them there, right?
Right.
Oh, man. Well, that's where we're going to... Happy Tuesday, Wednesday. What day is it? See.
Hump day! 9:31 with the morning reboot.
Do the math. 1,000...
It'll be all right. Tweet, 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 tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The morning reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Mm. That was a good stretch. Good... Mm-mm. I was mid-stretch, too. It was delicious. Mm-mm. Hi.
You can go.
Want me to go? Mine is from @Blizzy. Blizzy. Why do airplane tickets have to be so expensive? Having separate continents is so stupid. Retweet if you miss Pangea.
Retweet? I agree. Pangea was incredible.
Pangea.
Can we bring back dinosaurs, too?
I don't know what. That was like a baby dinosaur coming out of an egg. It sounded cute, didn't it?
Very good. That's exactly what I envisioned, too. It was well done. It was Brontosaurus.
Yeah, totally Brontosaurus.
I don't have a tweet. I saw a tweet that said LeBron James was doing one of his shows. He's like an executive producer, bazillion things.
Mm-hmm.
He did reveal that Space Jam 2 shoots this summer.
And it's going to be him?
Yeah.
It'll only be good if Michael Jordan makes a cameo, like passing the torch.
Not happening.
You don't think so?
Not happening.
Well, no one should go see that movie anyway.
Oh, stop. Space Jam is a classic.
No, I mean, Space Jam's a classic. Why touch it? Now, is it going to be Space Jam 2 or just Space Jam?
2, and I would guess in the 20 years since it's come out, the aliens have gotten badder and better. And they have...
Oh, but you can't top the Monstars.
I know, but they've for 20 years, they've been thinking about that beating. They have been sitting back, stewing about that beating they took from Barkley and Michael Jordan.
Patrick Ewing was in it. Well, who's the little guy?
Muggsy Bogues?
Yes, that's
Muggsy him. Bogues in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a brawl.
That's the basis of my sports knowledge, to be honest.
This will be a bigger galactic and celestial fight Then Avengers coming out. No, I'm just kidding, but it'll involve sports ball. So, yeah, that's the only thing I got.
We'll see.
Ashley will join us tomorrow. We'll do a throwback Thursday because Bruno and Cardi is a hot duo. We will do duets.
Oh, that's
and
a
I'm
good
going
one.
To have to handicap you tomorrow.
What's that?
I'm going to have to restrain you or constrict you so Ashley has a fighting chance.
Well, if that's the case, then when Demetrius comes back for the trailer game, give him a handicap.
No. No, because I can compete with him.
Wait, so you're punishing me for being excellent?
Yes.
You're punishing me for being a goat?
Yeah, not a goat. You're not a
goat. Speak to yourself, sir.
If you're the goat, I'm the boat.
That's...
But I will have to physically, like, restrain you, give you, like, a golfer's handicap.
That's fine.
So we'll do that tomorrow after 7 o'clock duets.
I feel personally attacked right now.
You should, because I personally attacked you.
It's great.
Do you want to do a mystery segment?
With her?
No.
Or another mystery segment?
I will do
If I survive this one, I can survive anyone.
It'll only get worse. I will do... You can mystery box me one day. I have one...
I would never do that to you.
No bandits.
Ever. I would never do that to you.
I would lick tarantula poop before...
No! Wait, so my handicap tomorrow? Really handicapped? Like sports handicapped?
Yes.
Oh,
like,
man.
They made me spin around in my chair one time. I don't know if those chairs spin. I might have you, like, start outside the room.
That's fine.
9:49.
You know what? It's fine.
5:45 to 10 o'clock. We'll be here tomorrow on Q105 with the Morning Reboot. We hope you'll be here as well.
Do the math. $1,000 lots of times each weekday. 1,000.